Can a mountain become too popular? Snowdon in North Wales has seen record numbers of visitors this summer, so many that overworked mountain rescue teams are saying enough is enough. The National Park authorities are putting in measures to keep people on the right paths, but mountaineers feel this could spoil the wild nature of the mountain. How do you manage a popular wilderness if that's not a contradiction in terms? Harry Bomford is on the summit of Snowdon.
Eddie, despite what this line sounds like, I promise you I am speaking to you live from the summit of Snowdon. I'm in the dry and warmth of the wonderful, now deserted, cafe at the top because, frankly, it's very wet outside and the rain was playing havoc with my broadcasting equipment. And perhaps it's the very presence of fantastic facilities like this cafe, the Wi-Fi, the train up here, which lulls people into a false sense of security. Tragically, there was another fatality on the mountain today for the rescue teams to deal with, a suspected heart attack. Many would say it's wrong to think of Snowdon as just another tourist attraction because parts of the mountain are still very wild and very challenging, as I discovered yesterday when I walked up to the summit with National Park Wardens Helen Pye and Devi Davis.
Lead the way.
Did anybody bring a map?
I'm Helen, I work for Snowdonia National Park and I'm the warden for Snowdon.
And you have to work with him, do you?
Yes, unfortunately. This is my boss. I'd love it if you put that on.
There's so many things I could say there.
The last time I met Devi was in the spring when late snows wrought devastation to the local population of wild Welsh mountain ponies.
Oh my goodness. We got one still alive.
We didn't know it back then that the terrible weather would give way to a glorious few months.
Oh, it's been amazing.
We've had a summer.
We've been able to wear shorts. I have a tan.
And as we headed up the pig track to the summit of Snowdon, we talked about the August bank holiday weekend, when there were apparently 2-hour queues on Snowdon.
I think there was a bit of cross wires there.
Because the photo in the papers was actually a line of walkers watching an RAF rescue helicopter out of shot.
The casualty had fallen about 50 foot off the top zigzag down, and so you had people gathering on the top pass and on the bottom pass. There must have been a good couple of hundred.
But there was certainly a lot of people up here over that weekend, maybe 10,000, and that has a big impact.
Our economy here survives pretty much because of tourism, but obviously when that number of people descend on one place at once, it's a fine balancing act then between the impact of that number of people and the effect that it has on our ecosystems, our communities, just our infrastructure generally.
So this is number 2 of 6. This one is at Bulcamoch, just at the foot of Creek Goch.
We've walked up to a stone pillar at an intersection of